Chapter 14. Empty Bottles. Put new wine into new bottles. Matthew 9, verse 17. Put new wine into new bottles is the imperial command and one of vital importance at the moment. For instance, a distinct and unmistakably new view of life and being has now come into focus. Boldly and authoritatively, it calls attention to the exact teaching of Christ and insists upon the contemplation thereof. Take specifically the new perception, I am not a student, but the truth. If this were adopted as merely another declaration to add to the store of one's personal knowledge, he would gain nothing from it, but rather deprive himself of the very light and inspiration which such new ideas bring. When this new light first appeared to me, I beheld it as a startling and astonishing revelation, not merely a new thought, but an altogether different platform. My heart leaped to let it completely saturate me with its significant meaning and absorb my whole attention. Having sought all my life after the truth, here I was at last, face to face with the astounding fact that now I had found it to be myself. To be sure, I had many times caught glimpses of this supreme reality, but only as though to add another lovely idea to my present practical knowledge, or to claim it as a higher statement of reality. Now, all others, everything, as it were, was swallowed up in this all-absorbing revelation, I am the truth. What a new foundation it was to me, a new platform, a new premise altogether. Reader, does this revolutionary realism mean as much to you? It will, if only you will heed the wisdom of Jesus, to put new wine into new bottles. And if you do not heed it, what then? You will simply be postponing your opportunity to take your heaven-given security, peace, and safety. In the light of this new revelation of ontology, let us see what the bottles in the parable represent. Surely something which is perishable, finite, and material. They therefore refer to the limited, the personal, and the divided, that which begins and ends. What, then, could they mean but such forms which denote personalities and individualities, limitation, materiality, mortality, the idiosyncrasies of those in a far country, the masquerade of many minds, many false beliefs, many separate lives and beings? Here, intelligence appears bottled up in human brains, sight in eyes, hearing in ears, and all functions of life conditioned, localized, circumstanced. Such forms are supposed to contain life and substance, but they are hollow, like a phantom or shell. They but represent the false concepts of individualism, separateness, the many in contradiction to the one. They are dust to dust, for there is no life, intelligence, nor substance in them. This explains the appearance called death. The so-called individual supposedly escapes from one bottle or form to function in another. Learn the difference here and now between multiple material forms and the one infinite spiritual body. Rise and accept the new idea and perception that since life is one indivisible whole, the body of life is the identical substance. You then shall know another kind of bottle altogether, the imperishable identity which belongs to you as the life and the truth. You are infinite life itself. Thus you possess the body of infinite life, and no limited material form belongs to you at all. The body of life is immortal, immutable, imperishable, and eternal. Indivisible as spirit, God, it can never be pluralized, nor separated into human or material forms. This spiritual body comprises infinite multifarious identities, which are imperishable, omnipresent, perfect, and tangible to mind or consciousness. They represent the character of spirit, mind, all that is true and perfect, such as beauty, loveliness, harmony, wholeness, and all similar qualities. You are this very life, mind, and being. You are this identical consciousness. When you see this as the forever truth, and the spirit bears witness with you, then you will be willing to let go entirely the mistaken belief that you are an individual living in a human existence. Listen closely. Can an idea think? An idea really is the think or thought, isn't it? It is in this sense that we supposed ourselves to be the thoughts of God. Still, all the while we knew that we were thinking, feeling, acting, being. In fact, we were instructed to be thinkers. Now, how could there be a thinking idea? Do your ideas think? When you see your image in the mirror, does it reflect your life at all? Does it reflect sight, hearing, thinking? Isn't it colossal folly to imagine such a thing? We know for certainty that we think, hear, see, and act, and that in no way do we resemble that image in the mirror. Contrast this form of religious teaching with that of Christ Jesus, who wielded almighty and omnipotent power, and who claimed it as his very own, who never intimated in any way that he was depending upon some outside original for it. The wonder and glory, the infinite charm and altogether loveliness of the Spirit of Truth. How it satisfies, how it glorifies, how it exalts us to know at last that we are the thinker of divine ideas, that we are the infinite mind with its unlimited almighty power and not the lifeless form of it in a mirror. All such theories are old bottles, now to be discarded. Resurrection denotes a progressive change in forms, an advancing awareness which continually expresses itself in outlines of greater beauty, activity, vitality, and power. If all the beauty, glory, and grandeur now seen from a limited personal perception is entrancing, how much greater shall be the wonders and glories when seen from the luminous infinite understanding? Ascension is the taking possession of the self as infinite spirit, God, which cannot be localized nor embraced by any form whatsoever, but ever expresses the body of infinite life, truth, and love. Rejoicingly, we should now renounce and disown all claim to the perishable bottles or forms which for so long have restrained us, and gloriously and inspirationally take possession of the body of perfection, into which no discord of any kind can ever come. How safe and secure we feel. Now all fear departs. We are at home. We are in our Father's house, where we enjoy our very own.